the Mary human, what is taken from the world, is the understanding based in person, place, time, and space. That has to be put off. And the description of the Lord putting that off completely is removing the concepts of person, place, time, and space that are associated with the letter of the word. So this is a subtle point, but it's important. The word as to its letter is divine. The person, place, time, and space elements are not. They are finite. And so this is the description of the spirits of Mercury extracting what is real. So it's what is real has to do with what is of a spiritual quality, not a natural quality. So the vessel of the human from Mary is merely something that is provided in order that the human from the Father can be entered into. So the human from the Father, so if you think of the Father is good, the Son is truth, the human is truth, the divine is good. They're all interchangeable terms, right? So the human from the Father is truth from good. That's what that means. So spiritual truths hold the divine good, as do celestial truths, and they become divine. So that's the glorification. The human of the Lord becomes divine when it is recognized that truth is good. So the human from the mother is put off as the human from the Father is put on. And the Lord is not making any changes in himself. This has to do with our perception of the Lord. Coming to see the Lord as the divine human, or coming to see the Word, that the Word is the Lord. It's all describing the same thing. And that's what these readings are describing, really. So we have these representations of the Lord, whether that's through the images that the letter of the Word provides us, or creation, but it's recognizing that they are representations. If you take the representation as the thing in itself, that's idolatry. When you see the representation as a representation, then it becomes divine.